Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Ari Goretzky. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me today.
You know, I wanted to discuss setting up a wireless network and in a home or a small business, as many of the encryption types that are available have changed. So giving our listeners the chance to utilize some best practices while setting up a wireless network. So what's the first thing, I guess, if you go out as a small business owner or even a home user and get a new router, what are some of the first things that you should do to secure yourself?
The first thing I'd actually do is start with the question, do I need a wireless network? You have a choice of using wired or wireless networks. The difference, of course, being that wherever there's a wired network, there's going to be cables, well, everywhere. Depending upon your business, you may already have Ethernet jacks installed at desks and places where you want to install computers. And in that case, it might make sense just to stay with wired connections. On the other hand, in a home or an older office, wireless may be the way to go. And if that's the case, well, pretty much any piece of equipment you buy off the shelf these days is going to support the 802.11n wireless signal type, which is the most current one, and use WPA2 encryption. You may have older gear, which uses WPA or just WEP encryption or no encryption at all. These are older forms of securing a wireless connection, and they are not as secure as the current WPA2 standard. So you might want to consider just throwing those out or donating them somewhere to a school, perhaps, where they don't necessarily worry about encrypting their networks.
So what makes the WPA2 a more secured method?
Well, we have various forms of encryption or ciphering data. Over the years, the standards bodies have created stronger and stronger forms of encryption. Some of these are based on the length of the key that's used for the encryption, how large it is, others on the encryption technologies themselves that are used. The earliest technology, WEP, or Wired Equivalent Privacy, used what was called a 56-bit key. In some cases, that might vary in size. But the ability to guess that these days with modern computers is fairly easy. So while it's better than having no encryption, it can be trivially bypassed by today's computers. That was less of an issue 10 years ago when computers were a lot slower, but of course everything gets faster in computing time. Today's encryption technology, the latest one for wireless, is WPA2, which uses a much longer key and a different form of encryption. Those keys and encryption are much harder for someone to break, although who's to say 10 years from now we won't be recommending that because it has been compromised. But for now, WPA2 provides a strong level of encryption for wireless. Of course, if you're a home business or small business that is doing things such as working with payment data or HIPAA records, maybe you're doing something medical related, you should consider using a wired connection instead.
So if the users determine, you know, they need to go to the wireless route and they've set up the WPA2 encryption, what are some other things that they need to do? How important is it to regularly check for firmware updates?
That's a great question, Matt. Chances are when your router was manufactured and shipped, it came with the first version of firmware that the manufacturer released for it. Firmware for a device like a router is like the operating system on your computer. It's the software that tells the router how to behave. And just like other software, it can contain bugs, not necessarily security-related issues, but just problems that might cause it to crash or lose a signal. So it's always a good idea when buying a piece of equipment like a router or wireless network cards that connect to it to update the firmware. That can be found on the manufacturer's website in their support section. You should have received a pamphlet or a poster with your router that explains how to set it up. And one of those operations will be to visit the manufacturer support site. From there, you can download the latest firmware for the router and log into the router. That will, information will be printed possibly on the bottom of the router if it's not on the support pamphlet or support poster that you received. And you can install that update. It'll take a couple of minutes. The router will reboot. And after that, it will be, well, as secure as that new firmware makes it.
The other thing that I'm interested in knowing is, what about limiting? You know, most people have, let's say, three computers in their home, or maybe it's a small office where they have about a half a dozen machines. Is there a way to limit the amount of computers that can actually access that wireless network, and how would a user go about doing that?
There are a number of things that you can do. Keeping in mind that none of these will stop a determined attacker, it still is better than doing nothing at all. One thing that you can do is turn off broadcasting of the wireless network's address, what we call the SSID. If you disable that, it will just make it so that anyone who comes by, you know, casually driving by, won't see the network. It won't appear in their list of wireless networks to connect to. Of course, it's still present, and you can actually see it if you're using a little bit more sophisticated wireless monitoring tools. But it stops casual drive-by visibility of your network. The next thing that you can look at doing is limiting access to your wireless network by MAC address. Now, a MAC address, for listeners who aren't familiar with it, is a unique hardware address that's associated with a network device. We often talk a lot about IP addresses and how computers access each other through those. A MAC address is one level beneath that, below that. If you were to think of your IP address as your street address, then your MAC address is like your property line description at the assayer's office. That's as far down as you go when identifying a piece of hardware.
Interesting. So I guess it's important that'll allow you then to limit the actual computers that are accessing it. And that's a great point about hiding the SSID. So at least it allows some additional level of security. Anything else that you'd recommend as someone's looking to secure their wireless access?
You might want to look at where you set up the router itself within your office or home. You should ensure, obviously, that you have coverage for all of the computers that you need, but it might be a bad idea to put that in parts of the building where there might be coverage from a parking lot or from people sitting out front of the building. You want to limit the amount of proximity people need to have in order to get on your network. That's going to make it much more difficult for someone who is further away from the network to access it.
Well, Ari, as always, thanks so much for walking us through these steps for, you know, securing wireless access. If you have any additional questions for Ari on this topic, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news and tips. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.